You know, life's hard, you know, trying to be professional. You do a show, two different cities. You have surgery, and you can't go on. But we're letting you know that we're here for you. Us here at EC3Cast try to strive for professionalism, to provide the fans with the entertainment they so willingly deserve. But at the end of the day, I don't give a fuck about none of y'all, but y'all love me anyway. Welcome to the show.
Is there anything that would make him...
Oh, fuck. Fucking up big time.
That's what I'm talking about. Welcome to the show.
From the fifth floor of Dominion Tower, downtown Newport News. Recorded live at the Honey Badger Den. It's the Expensive Cheese Cheap Cracker Podcast with your hosts, Wicked Child and Doss Truth. On the show tonight, we talk butt stuff, dick size, and being yourself. And now, co-captains of Team Blowing Guys, I mean blowing it, Wicked and Doss.
Yeah. I'll edit that shit in later.
Yeah, I don't give a shit. So, this is me, Doss, and my dude, Wicked Child.
Fucking up as usual.
Doesn't matter. That was very heartfelt and emotional. Yeah. So I'm on the show today. We got Jerome.
Or do we?
Jerome, you there?
Jerome!
No, he ain't there. All right, so he going to be here one day if he listens to the show. And this is like the third show we've talked shit on him. But this time it's in the beginning. So he won't even have to wait for it.
Yeah.
But so today on the show, we're going to talk about some random shit. We're going to talk about me being bitter. Surprise, surprise. And we're also going to discuss little bit fun tidbits in the news today.
Yeah, maybe let you on a little bit of why you got that flashback show last week.
Dude, oh, there's a good reason. Yeah. So it's and time now.
Some things have happened in my life, not as major as not as invasive as yours, but
oh, it's very invasive. You
all
know.
Right, so since we back to that bi-weekly, how was your last 2 weeks?
My last 2 weeks, they cut up my ass, man. They got me. I got staples in my rectum.
Damn. And, you didn't even get stitches?
Dude, no. Cause
did they pull out that arrow staple gun?
Dude, I don't even know. Like, it was so bad because everything felt great after the surgery with the anesthesia. And then, you know, it was just, I got a monster thick burger from Hardee's to reward myself. Mm. And
blew them staples right out.
Dude, I didn't, but I tried. You know, it's not for trying. It's not for naught. But let me tell you something. If you have a hemorrhoidectomy, you need to stay on just fiber and water, period. You do not need to be getting giant burgers or getting a steak dinner kind of thing because you fancy. Like, just stick to the damn paper. Like, I've crawled on the floor, cried, blue blood vessels in my face from screaming and straining. It's very graphic. I'm sorry, children, but you know.
After that surgery, did you feel like writing handwritten notes to every girl you'd ever blasted in the ass?
Dude, I'm just saying now. Now that I know that pain, and any guy's just like, oh, she's not down for anal, wink, wink, yet. Fuck you, you're a piece of shit. Fuck you. Like, no surprise anal, no, oh, it slipped. No, fuck you. Like, that shit it's sensitive back there, has to be treated with care and love. You can't just go in there with one spin on the hand, like, you know, Brokeback Mountain style. That movie is very inaccurate. Fuck the bullshit. And it's, yeah, man.
I think I heard it described. I think I've used a comedy bit from this guy before. I can't remember his name. But, you know, you can't go in like a cucumber, forceful. That's like blunt entry. Bam, I'm here.
No, you can't do that.
Got to go in like a carrot. Tapered. The best time.
Yes, that is 100% accurate. But look, we went from hemorrhoid surgery to anal sex. Greatest show ever.
Yes.
Write it. Done. Print the shit. But thank you all for coming. Tip your waitresses.
4 minutes.
4 minutes. Time. But oh my god. But no, past that. Yeah, you guys got the throwback episode because I was recovering from surgery. The surgeon told me she's seen people recover in 3 days, and you know I'm young, quote unquote, compared to geriatrics that need this surgery. So
that's always great when you get an old people surgery,
right? It's all downhill from here, man.
Yeah,
it's nothing but Metamucil and fucking fiber.
Yes,
but
you could be getting a walker soon.
right?
Get fucking flames on that shit.
Dude, I'm gonna put I'm gonna make my shit neon with LEDs. Might throw some spinners on that.
You gonna get a hover around?
I'm gonna get a hover around.
You're gonna be going to the Grand Canyon and shit.
Dude, everyone with a hover around always makes that shit seem like it's the best thing to ever happen in your life. But I'm like, they can't walk.
Spirit. Hey, man, but I've seen those dudes on the bus, man. They got zero turn radius on that bitch.
True. They'd be whipping that shit. But no, man, like, so besides butt stuff, how was your bye week?
My bye week was pretty good. Getting more information from my job.
Oh yeah, how was working Renegade style on that Sunday?
It was rough, man. But I'm used to work without no sleep, so that's.
Oh shit! Yeah, damn. Did you stay up at the fucking show?
No. Oh, whew, fuck no.
Like, we not that professional. Come on, man.
Oh Lord, hitting shit on accident.
Oh man, I don't know what happened, but it sounded good. Yeah.
No, I edited it Sunday night. And then woke up at my normal time, like 4 o'clock in the morning on Monday, and got it uploaded on Monday. So it was all uploaded on time, unlike many of our shows.
Right? Shut up.
I've got bad at that shit.
Thank you. But
delayed gratification.
Exactly. It's the best gratification.
Dandrick. But as you can see in the Honey Badger den right now, I got myself a new television set.
Got adult things going on.
That's right.
I mean, if you get a new computer soon, but
be that as it may,
that's an awesome TV.
Let me pay this shit off first.
Shit, you're right. But
let me tell you about my television getting delivered, because I got it delivered.
All right,
from nice people at I won't say their name.
Good,
but they say their buys are the best.
Dude, you have a fucking keyboard for you. Come on.
Oh. I don't remember what fucking button it is. Oh,
my God.
I'm the best. There they go.
Best show ever.
Yes. Unprepared as a motherfucker.
Dude, it doesn't matter.
So I get my TV delivered. I plan to set it up myself, so I just tell them,
Yeah, leave the box.
Leave the box. I'll plug in whatever I need to plug in. And get all my shit hooked up. Turn it on. I see a V with two red lines through it. I know that ain't good.
Oh, shit. So what does that mean?
I will tell you what that means. I called the nice people at Vizio after waiting on hold for a nice, 30 minutes. They tell me, oh, yeah, that means your TV's dead on arrival.
No, it doesn't. It means you need to give me one that worked today.
Well, I'll get to that. Because okay, as you see, the TV is working.
Yeah, the TV works, but I'm just saying, I'm afraid. I'm with you right now in the story. I'm in the throes of drama.
Yes. But you have some ideas of how it turned out. But I got it delivered at like 5:30-ish.
So
I was home. I'm glad I was home, thankfully. But anywho, so I called people at Vizio. They say there's, they're trying to give me the runaround of like, oh, you can get a return. I was like, yeah, I'm taking this shit back to Best Buy. They say I can't officially recommend that to you, but you do what you gotta do, boo boo.
You do what you gotta do, boo boo. You do you, boo boo.
So
do you.
I call up somebody to take me down to Best Buy because I ain't with vehicle.
Yeah, it happens, man.
Yeah. So we go down to Best Buy. This is 6:30. I've had the TV for less than an hour.
Damn.
And they inform me that, the delivery driver's back. They haven't cleared it out as delivered yet. So, if you want to go home and come back tomorrow, like.
No, I'm here right now.
I'm here now. I ain't got no fucking car. Y'all got to handle this shit at night. So they say, well, I don't know what time the delivery driver is going to be back. It could be around 8 o'clock. So I'm sitting there on my TV, just scowling at the customer service people. Y'all motherfuckers got fucked up.
You got me all fucked up over here. You're going to give me the fuck I want.
Y'all
service.
Y'all got to turn this exchange into a return. y'all want $600 off your books? So wait and wait and wait. And I go back up there like 8:30. They close at 9. And I'm like, so is y'all's driver back? Yeah, he's back, but the system is kind of slow and it hasn't shown it as delivered. There's nothing really I can do for you. If you want to come back tomorrow, like, no. So I'm getting angry, but I'm relatively passive. I'm relatively passive.
Yeah, I know.
My mom, who came and helped me, take it back. My mom goes into full mom mode.
Oh shit!
Damn near black mom mode.
Bless her heart.
What's the first thing a black mom says when they fuck up your shit at the store?
Let me talk to man.
Yeah, damn right.
Where the fuck? Where are your manager at? Get him here right now.
So, couple minutes later.
And she is the sweetest lady.
Yes.
Let me tell you. And imagine her doing the black lady mode is beyond tickling me pink. I swear to God. I got to get a photo of her because you're not going to believe.
That will never happen.
Dude.
She will not let that happen. Because she will go into black mom mode again. My book, you ain't going to take pictures of shit.
I'm finding it on your book face, man. We got it.
Social You'll find nothing face. But pictures of cats on my mom's book face.
She is old and white.
Anywho. So, you know, the manager comes over. They say, all right, we have it in stock. We'll give you a new one. I'm like, goddamn, why are you going to give me a goddamn new one? So, 8:45. I ain't ate since lunch. I'm hungry. I'm weary. I'm full of nothing but venom for the people at Best Buy. So I finally got my TV, set it up at fucking 9, 10 o'clock.
Doesn't matter. You got the TV set up and you got it the same day.
Yes.
Fucking applause. Clap it out. Clap that shit out, bitch. You will clap me out because I don't remember the goddamn button. That's what I'm talking about.
Damn
it. You survived. You stood your ground as an honorary customer.
Yes.
And you didn't act ghetto or belligerent.
Yeah, because it wasn't like I was asking them for anything, undoable. It's not like I said, can you give me some shit for free? No, I just want a goddamn TV to work. That's all I'm asking for.
So that wraps up the bi-weekly in review.
Yes.
Besides, wait, let me see. Butt stuff, shitty party last night. Oh, yeah. Last night was good old Pat's. We talked about him on the show when our guest Justin Townsend was on, and
whatever the hell his last name
it's
is this
Townsend
week.
Now it's gonna be the artist formerly known as Justin by next year. Love you, Justin. Hope you don't listen to the show. But
no, we hope everybody listens to the show.
We do.
We don't care if we talk shit about you.
We talk shit about you. Mean come see me, and I might have you on the show. Yeah. But
set the record straight.
Exactly. But no, I went to the party last night, and it was his 29th birthday, and it was all good. But the worst thing that could possibly happen, motherfuckers were dropping like flies from drinking way too much and throwing up everywhere, and people had to be babysat. And my baby made chicken cheese dip for this motherfucker, and he only had one chip. Pat, calling your ass out. Had one chip. Didn't even break the cheese. Hurt my feelings. That's all I'm going to say about that party.
Damn.
On that note, what's the song?
Oh, we hitting the song early today?
Hit the song.
All right. Let's see, our first song I picked from a solo project by Mr. Zach from Rage Against the Machine.
Ooh.
A Day as a Lion, Wild International.
Christmas, watch me make their family a witness. Mohammed and Christ were life, would lay your body down to a tombstone.
And we're back.
We back.
In the building. So.
Actually, I got some more news I forgot to get to before
we finish. Oh, shit. What up?
You can now officially go to iTunes.
What?
And search for expensive cheese, cheap cracker in the store.
Oh, shit.
Be Bruh. Official.
Be official.
So
be Apple official.
That's right.
So it's a big milestone right now. Ladies and gentlemen, y'all motherfuckers don't even know. I hate Apple. Loathe it. But they provide a great service, let me tell you.
Yes.
And decent products that look awesome. Because they're very well designed and crafted. For the most part.
Guaranteed to break soon.
All right. So before we talk about being bitter and jaded to the world.
Yes.
You brought up something, and we have one of our former guests in the building, Mr. Spike Pittman. Hey, no. Mr. Spike Pittman.
No!
Got that Masterpiece Theater playing for him right now. He doesn't even know it. But we're so thankful that he was here. And he asked me an important question in the car on the ride over. How did I get my nickname? And I could have sworn I said this on the show, but I remember you, Wicked, asked me, how did I get my nickname? I think I might have glossed over it.
Yes.
But...
I know you told me like once, like when we first started hanging out like 2 years ago.
Sorry, check my mic. Yeah. But all right, so full story. Buckle up, hold on to your butts.
Is it a sad story?
It's a decent story. Okay. How I came to be Das Trufen. All right, on my left arm there's a name tattooed, and that is not gibberish in baseball font. It is Truth. The nickname Truth comes from the Navy of being in C school. And going on a rant about how much bullshit it is for whatever Middle Eastern conflict was going on at the time in 2007. And I ended my rant with, and that's the truth. And I was stopped by my instructor saying, excuse me, Seaman Avant, say that again? I was like, oh, yeah, truth. He was like, no, that's not what you said. He goes to the board and he writes, no, you said T-R-U-F, wrote it on the whiteboard. And I'm like, no, that's truff. No, truth is T-R-O-O-F. Truth. That's how you pronounce it. And so then he was like, well, what's the truth? And I'm like, oh, well, the truth is out there, baby. And then we started this whole downhill fucking idea of putting on all the workstation computers. If you're a Delta technician in the Navy at Fleet ASW and you're in the C-School lab, you go to any computers, the desktops have not been changed since 2007, even though they say they changed it after each class goes through, that says the truth is out there and there's Word documents up there about like rants about the truth, and if you look for here, you'll find the truth and so on and so forth. So fast forward, 2008, about deploy to Iraq, and I'm checking this guy from Philly on board. And they're trying to get my attention. And I'm just like, oh, yeah, you know, don't talk to this motherfucker. Your rack is down here. This is the workspace. You know, if you need to go to exchange, I'll take the exchange. And then I finally hear truth. And I'll go, what? And they're like, I've been calling you for like 3 minutes. And the guy that I just bought the check on board whips around. Is like, you're the truth. I found you. I'm like, the fuck are you talking about? And that's when I found out they didn't delete everything off the goddamn computers. Because I am the truth, according to any sonar tech that goes through the Navy. Because it's plastered everywhere. So that's why I got the fucking tattoo. Now you're like, Doss, you said truth. That's not true Finn. I know. Stay with me, bitch. Work with me. Doss Trufen comes from the fact we were being retarded and random in repair division. And they ask, oh, truth. What's that short for? I'm like, oh, the truth. What's that short for? I'm like, the Duke von Truvington Esquire III, just top of the head. And then my friend who was a linguist who spoke German just for shits and giggles, was like, or Das Trufen in the Deutsch. I'm like, I hate you so much, but I like it. So fast forward a few more years, get out the Navy, and I'm like, oh, man, if I look for a job, my employers are going to look me up on social media. Oh, I got to fix this. What's something that's recognizable by people that know me, but not to anybody that would be trying to hire me? Das Trufen. And that's how Das came to be born, by nicknames, finagle, circumstance, and joking.
What are those?
Yeah,
that's all kinds of wrong shit today.
But yeah, so, and we can get to how I became bitter and jaded in my life, after Wicked talks about her, he's got bitter and jaded. He's a sweetheart. I love him. But, man, I think it happened when I punched him in the chest.
Actually, I'm a bit of a misanthrope, but I don't really think I'm that bitter and jaded.
Oh, you got good words. $5 words. I don't even know what the fuck that means. What does misanthrope mean for our audience that we know that don't know what that means?
You don't like people.
All right, fair enough. All right. I got a nod from the audience. That's legit. But as you're saying.
But, you know, I don't take shit from people either. Because people love to bullshit you in this world.
Oh, yeah.
Love to.
That's what I like to do anyway. So.
Yeah. And I'm very much a sarcastic asshole.
True. And that's why I love yous.
Yeah, and people don't seem to take too kindly to that.
Because they bitches, though.
They bitch made?
They bitch made 100%. If you can't take sarcasm, you a bitch. I'm sorry. No, I'm not even sorry. You a bitch, period.
Sorry, not sorry?
Sorry and definitely not sorry. I'm going to rant. Keep it going. So...
I ain't really got a whole lot this week.
I mean, like, about being jaded, about being bitter and jaded.
Let's make this a Dodge show this week.
Oh my god, all right. This is gonna be easy. So, all right, me being bitter and jaded. All right, so it all started when I first turned on my Walkman that I got from my aunt, and I listened to 96X accidentally. And I learned that this music is awesome, and I thought it only existed in Mortal Kombat, the movie. What is this?
Mortal Kombat!
But, no, so, like, that's where I started to become different and shit like yes. that. And it wasn't even, like, something I set out to fucking do. I just got a Walkman, and I was like, oh, this music is new and different. What is this? And they're like, oh, 96X, the alternative station, da-da-da-da-da-da. And so... from there on, it spiraled out of control into rollerblading and fucking other forms of rock music and electronic music when I just knew it as just fucking techno, period.
Everything was techno.
Everything was fucking techno. I didn't know about goth music. I didn't know about industrial music. I just knew it was all techno or rock music because that's all I fucking cared about. And I rollerbladed. And being black, that painted me into that nice little corner, you know, of being special and trying to be different for the sake of being different.
Well, no. And not as much in middle school, but in high school was like, not like you really had a big white crowd to run with even.
Yeah, exactly. No, in middle school, I had a white crowd.
Yeah.
Because what had happened was we moved from Academy Park, a.k.a. Fowler Homes, being torn down.
Rest in peace.
Rest in peace, RIP, baby. But we moved from there to Virginia Beach, stay with my aunt, and I went to Lansdowne Middle for half of sixth grade. And I'm surrounded by all these white people. And I'm like, hey, what do you listen to? And they're like, oh, man, I listen to Rage Against the Machine, Nirvana, and all this other stuff. I'm just like...
I fucking love Stabbing Westward.
Yeah, shit like that. Fuck Stabbing Westward. But the thing was, I'm like, oh, so that's normal. Cool. And then I go back to Portsmouth. I'm like, no, all the black people again. Shit, no. But being in Virginia Beach for that short amount of time, it showed me it's like, it's not about... I met more black people.
What was the racial breakdown of Waters? Because I never
Waters seen. Was we were kind of we weren't even, but we were more heavy to the black. But I want to say it was like a 70-30 or 75-25.
Okay.
It wasn't like complete.
Okay, about like Craddock Middle was.
Yeah, it's fucking Portsmouth, but no, the
touche.
Yeah, there's more black people, but there's still white people. It's a strong contingent.
They all at Churchland though.
True. What's the one for Western Branch? Isn't it Western Branch Middle?
That's Chesapeake though.
Yeah. Oh yeah, it's Chesapeake. Shit, I keep forgetting. God,
hey, they're all either in Churchland or Portsmouth Christian.
True, but no. So like, when I came back to Portsmouth and shit, it was I'm wearing hand-me-down clothes, whatever. Fashion for black people is a thing. You know, you gotta look like everybody else. You gotta do like everybody else. Because if you don't, squeaky wheel get the fucking grease, nigga. And I learned real fast to lash out. And get pissed yes. off. And then I found the Nerd Click. And the Nerd Click, you know, kept me happy with video games and shit like that. But they didn't care about the music I liked, you know. Yeah. In fact, I was a rollerblader. You know, they just put up with me because I liked anime and comic books.
You go hang out at the arcade?
Dude, never went to an arcade. We played video games at home.
You never went to an arcade?
I did when I was younger at Tower Mall. Another rest in peace. But, no, like, it was definitely interesting, like, going... from Virginia Beach to Portsmouth, back to Portsmouth.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I got to Norcom, I had completely stopped fucking giving a fuck. And by the way, you remember better than me. How did we meet?
I want to say because most of my freshman year, I actually ate my lunch not at a table, but standing up against the wall. Because I just talk about how I don't dislike people because I fucking hated people. That's why I did it.
Hey, man, it was Norcom. Let's be real. Yeah. That's the people.
Yeah. And I have to imagine you had to have signaled to me to come over.
I think I did. I think I was talking to somebody. I was like, yo, he's standing against, fuck that. Come sit with us.
Yes, because I can't imagine ninth grade Steven was reaching out to many people.
Yeah. But past that, then I remember we started eating breakfast together.
Yes.
And then we just started kicking it. Because
kicking a bobo?
Yeah. But no, the whole thing was like, what I've always been, somebody's like, no, if there's some outcast person, there's somebody's like, they're not having a good time, I'm going to go find out why they're not having a good time and try to brighten their day. Not, hey, I'm going to cheer you up. It's like, no, I'm going to give you the opportunity, you know, to try to not be mad.
No, you ain't going to be miserable by yourself. We could be miserable together.
Exactly. And we did stop talking after high school, but that was a fucking circumstance.
Yeah.
You know, that wasn't like, oh, we hate each other after fucking high school.
Yes.
But
I guess the proof is in the proverbial pudding because, I mean, we back together.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
We brought the band back together.
The band never break up again, daddy. Nah. Especially since we got a fucking show.
Yes.
But never saw this shit coming.
No. We didn't see fucking podcasting coming.
Nobody saw podcasts.
We never listened to the fucking radio or Michael Bob shows. Think we could do that shit.
No, we were like, this is awesome.
Yeah,
they're amazing. Shout out Mike and Bob.
Like, yes. Rest in peace.
Yeah, rest in peace. Straight up.
Hey, take the damn rest in peace show.
Dude, seriously, this is in memorandum show right now. But no, like the biggest thing for me, like that I've learned, the reason I brought up like being jaded and shit and being over shit is I got friends and they know who they are. That
do you got too many friends?
Too many friends, too many people. But the thing is with them, they either ask me or compare themselves to me in the sense of socializing or shit romantically. And I'm like, honestly, you gotta get knocked down a fuck ton and pull yourself up the same amount, if not more, or better each time. You can't just like nobody sets out with the mindset of I'm fucking awesome and I'm amazing, you know, people will bend to my will and listen to what I have to fucking say. No, that's not how the world works there, baby. You got to get knocked the fuck out plenty of times. You got to fucking go through some shit before you can be like, you know what? It ain't that bad. That's all it is. That's what made me who the fuck I am and the way I am. It made me wear the nail polish and get metal in my face and color my hair. Like, it's years upon years of just being knocked the fuck out, like, by life as itself, be it in the military, be it professionally, be it romantically. Like, it's just, you go through enough shit, and you realize it's not that fucking serious.
Yes.
Period. Like, unless you get diagnosed with some heavy shit, or, you know, you lose a limb, that's some shit I haven't had happen to me, you know, knock on wood, but
I don't know what all them sharks in Virginia.
Dude, there's a lot of sharks. I don't swim, though. Fuck the water. Like my daddy said, they got too much water to drink. Mm-mm.
They be coming out of the water soon.
Don't say that.
Sharknadoes.
Fuck you.
Although we don't really live in that kind of area. I guess
Chicanes. But no, like it's I've been an eager people pleaser. Like you saw me at that point in my life. Like I'm like, oh, I will do whatever it takes for you to like me. Like, and there's people, like, you know, a little bit younger than me, around the same age or dumb, stupid young, like 18, 19 years old, that are like eager people pleasers. And I'm just like, no, you don't have to do that. And they take that as, oh, so I'm not an asshole like you. I'm like, I'm not a fucking asshole. I just don't put up with shit to an extent. I would take some shit, some people, but it's really fast when it's like enough's fucking enough. You know what I mean? Like you can't just fucking be woe is me and then wonder why nobody wants to be the fuck around you. Don't nobody want to be around a sad Sam? Like, man. Real talk. Nobody wants to be around a mopey individual.
Yeah.
Nobody wants to be around someone who's never having a fucking great time. You don't have to be the life of the fucking party, but you got to be comfortable with who you are. You got to be comfortable as yourself, the individual. And if you don't know who you are, if you can't look yourself in the mirror and be like, I know you, and break yourself down to like your base level achievements, because that's all people care about is what the fuck you done for them, what you can do for them at the end of the day. If you can't break yourself down to that level, if you can just say, I'm a nice guy, you know, I got lots of friends, I want to do this much, if only somebody gave me the chance, you're fucking nobody. You ain't shit. You're never going to be shit.
Damn.
I'm just, like, it's so maddening, like, to look at people, and I'm like, you're better at this than I will ever be. Embody that. Embrace that shit. Like, know that shit. Know you got something, because at the end of the day, nobody can fuck with you on. Like, be that professionally, be that fucking physically, be that in your hobbies and the passions in life, but hold on to that shit. Like, don't let somebody tell you you ain't shit. Well, you know you the shit at something.
Yes.
Like, what's a good example? Oh, you. Like, somebody could be like, oh, well, you know, I mean, you do just work for the shipyards. Wicked. What do you do besides work at the fucking shipyards?
I play instruments.
How many instruments do you play?
Mainly just guitar and bass as physical instruments, but I program drums and keys. And
how'd you learn that?
Hard work and dedication.
All right. What else do you do besides that?
I draw. I've done visual art shit since I was fucking, you know.
What else have you done? What else do you do besides grade school?
I've designed websites. I know a minor amount of coding.
And you run a sweet show.
Yes, I do.
But past that, anybody who knows you on the surface, they only know, oh, yeah, he worked at a shipyard. But you don't, that's not how you fucking identify yourself, right?
No.
You don't introduce yourself like, hey, I'm Wicked. I work at a shipyard.
I paint boats.
I know niggas that identify themselves as I work at the fucking shipyard. Look at my awesome car. And I can't I'm like, that's nothing. You can't hold a conversation about that shit. Fucking conversation.
Hey, I've seen those people though.
It's embarrassing.
Or worse, they define themselves by somebody else's actions. Man, them Steelers, man.
Oh my God. Fucking sport ball. Let me tell you. If you follow professional sporting, and one comedian said it best, and I'm going to find the guy's name to bring up in the post because I love his stand-up. I just saw it recently with some friends. He said, if you're wearing a shirt with another man's name on the back of it, that man has the right to fuck you.
Damn.
Period. It's like, you have his name is on your back. You're wearing his name and numbers. That's ownership level shit. And I'm like, oh, that is beautiful. I love that. Because, like, where else would that be cool? Broken down to that level, where else is that cool?
It ain't.
Exactly. There's nothing wrong with being a fan. That's cool. That's fine. You know, you root for the team, you know. But as soon as you throw that name on your back, you are property of that motherfucker right there, because you are now representing them.
Damn.
That's not to say, oh, you know, you wear
message.
Fucking, oh, if you wear Nike, you get fucked by Nike. No, nigga, that's a.
Well, you kind are, but
yeah, you are getting fucked by Nike. They're paying a lot of money for some cheap labor, but it's
what about them Jordans though,
dude? Them Jordans, but you're wearing another person's name on your back. You're saying now I'm not representing me. I'm representing this person. When you're saying, oh, them Steelers, them skins, baby. Like I'm like, you're following other adults that get paid millions of dollars to have
and
fun.
Well, and if you disagree, they will fight you
to the death. I can't stand that shit. I'm like, all right, you, and this is where you can stop listening to the show and turn it off. Yes, Wicked and Doss don't give a fuck about your goddamn team.
No.
Surprise, surprise, nigga. Surprise. But you.
Hey, I have never seen a motherfucker come to blows because they ain't like Sarah McLachlan.
Is that Arms of an Angel? Is that her? In the arms
of an angel. Is it? We're getting a nod.
Yes, we get a nod from the audience. The saddest commercials you ever did see. But
goddamn dogs.
But no, like, you can't dedicate time and effort to, like, being a super hard fan, like, diehard motherfucker to quote stats and follow motherfuckers' careers. And I'm like, okay, that's great.
You can tell me what the damn, how many home runs this person's had this season. Can't tell me a damn child's birthday.
Yeah. Like, you can fucking, you will wait all year round to watch a bunch of adults have fun and get paid millions of dollars just to have fun. Because at the end of the day, that's what that shit is. It's a distraction thing. Oh, get the tinfoil ready, people. The hat's about to come on. But that's all professional sporting is. It's no other substance than that. It's pure base, at the base level, gladiator style shit. to have to be a distraction for you as a consumer and as a citizen of some, of a nation. That's all fucking sports are. Ain't no problem with that once you understand that and accept that. If you want to root for somebody, you want to spend all your free time watching this because you enjoy the sport of it, great. But I'm not going to do it. And I don't see the point in pouring time and mental energy when there's so much better shit to do to make yourself better as a human being.
You ain't Team LeBron?
Man, I only know his name because he fucking appeared on TV all the goddamn time and pop him on Facebook.
And that's Sprite.
Seven Up is better. I said it.
I fucking said it. Shade.
Like, it's getting dark out.
You gotta fuck up our damn sponsorship with Coke. We ain't never gonna. We could get bumped down to be a sponsor by fucking Shasta or RC.
I'm shooting for Faygo, son. What up? Oh, I'm going to the lowest level possible.
That ain't what I meant. Get nothing. Damn.
But No. Like, straight up, you cannot get mad and butthurt Betty, because I'm butthurt Betty. Let me tell you, that shit is painful.
That was literal butthurt Betty.
Literal, like Percocet, goddamn butt donut, which I'm sitting on now, is comfortable as a motherfucker. And
that's because this couch ain't. Because
this couch is comfortable as shit, but double that with a butt donut, and you got yourself a party. Damn. But the whole thing is though, like, real talk. Better yourself. Go through some shit. Don't be a teenager beating your chest like you got the world figured out. No, you don't, because adults don't have this shit figured out. They might have their respective fields and professions figured out, but they don't know the entirety of the world and can tell you to your face, you as a person, this is 100% what you need to do with your life. They can't do it. They can't, because they don't know you. They don't know what the fuck you want to do. Unless you're following the exact same footsteps as them. Like, I love my parents to death. Love them to death. I would not ask them, hey, mom and dad, how should I break into the design world? They don't have any fucking clue what that is. Like, it's, you, nobody has it figured out.
Hey, but parents will pretend they do.
Oh, they will. Bless their heart, because somebody got to fucking somebody has to play the game. Somebody has to play the game to show you that, hey, if worse come to worse, if you play the game, you will be fine. You will be absolutely fine. You get yourself a nice job. You don't piss anybody off. Keep your fucking head down. You get promoted on time. Life is going to be okay for you. And watch football, you know, because that's what we do. But
them goddamn Steelers.
But know who you are. End of the day, that's what I'm trying to hammer home. Like, know who you are. Know that you got to do some shit. Like, have something that you can bring to the fucking table. Be proud of something you do, not just who you are. Like, don't be proud of, oh, I'm Irish, or I'm fucking Catholic, or that's just a name. That's what your people went through. You weren't there. You weren't fucking there.
You didn't famine on no potatoes.
Yeah. Like, do some shit that you can be proud of. Do some shit that's going to make you happy. Not because somebody else said it, because it makes you
like
happy.
That Mr. T video said, be somebody.
Exactly. Be somebody, man. Mr. T had it right. Just don't fucking be the same carbon copy of somebody else. Don't copy nobody else's hustle and nobody else's approach in life, because it's not going to work for you 9 times out of 10. Like, just don't regurgitate shit.
Ready to go to that next song?
Go to the next song. My song.
Yes.
On that note, don't regurgitate shit. Don't repeat stuff either.
Love songs used to be so beautiful. Let us go then, you and I, when the evening is spread out against the sky like a patient etherized upon a table. T.S. Eliot. Nowadays, thanks to corporately owned pop stars, love songs are even more beautiful. How beautiful are today's love songs? I'll show you. I love your hair, I love your name, I love the way you say it. I love your heart and you're so smart, just gave away it. I love your sis, I love your dad, I love your mom. But more than all of that, I love the fact that you are dumb enough to not realize everything I've said has been said before in 1,000 ways, in 1,000 songs, sung with the same 4 chords. But you'll still love it and let me finger you. Yeah, finger you.
Finger you.
Oh girl, I hope you don't think that I'm rude when I tell you that I love you, boo. I also hope that you don't see through this cleverly constructed ruse.
designed by a marketing team, cashing in on puberty and low self-esteem, and girls' desperate need to feel loved. America says we love a chorus, but don't get complicated and bore us, though meaning might be missing. We need to know the words after just one listen, so repeat stuff, 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 yeah. Repeat stuff. My baby, and you know I couldn't live without her, but now I need to make every girl think the song's about her, just to make sure that they spread it like the plague. So I describe my dream girl as really, really vague, like, I love your hands cause your fingerprints are like no other, I love your eyes and their bluish, brownish, greenish color, I love it when you smile that you smile wide, and I love how your torso has an arm on either side. Now, if you're my agent, you might be thinking, oh no, sound the alarms, you're not appealing to little girls who don't have arms, but they can't use iTunes, so fuck 'em, who needs 'em? Oh girl, I hope you don't think that I'm rude when I tell you that I love you, boo. I also hope that you don't see through this cleverly constructed ruse designed by a marketing team, cashing in on puberty and low self-esteem, and girls don't need to feel loved. America says we love a chorus, but don't get complicated and bore us, though meaning might be missing. We need to know the words after just one listen, so repeat stuff, 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 yeah. Yes, repeat it, repeat it till the day you die.
I'm in magazines full of model teens so far above you. So read them and hate yourself, then pay me to tell you I love you. I love you. And your parents will always come along, because their little girl is in love, and how could love be wrong? How could love be wrong?
When you repeat stuff, 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 repeat stuff.
Yeah, we know it's not right, we know it's not funny, but we'll stop beating this dead horse when it stops spitting out money. But until then, we will repeat stuff.
Steven!
Drugs.
On dicks. Big screen.
Dicks.
On a big screen.
Dicks.
On a big screen.
Dicks.
That's the new intro. Fuck it.
Oh, we're back.
We're back with one of our favorite bits, actually started by the man in the studio. Not started by him, but he was the first man to experience it.
And oh God, is it an experience.
And now we have a more giant television.
55 inches of penis.
Mm.
Should I draw the shades?
Deal with it.
Fuck it, mama. We're on the fourth floor. If they looking up here, they deserve to see 55-inch dick.
Exactly. All right, so we all know how Dicks on a Big Screen works. We find a very striking ad, yes. And then we look for some fine peni with which to comment and break down it from an artistic, purely artistic standpoint. Yes.
So, Where you want to begin?
Of course, I'm going to start. You got all the ones separated for pick?
Yes.
I'm looking at 50, M for M, hosting Horny Man with Hot Loads. Let's see. Lake Area.
Oh, yeah.
Mm. That is an old Jeff man.
Jeff Foxworthy, is that you?
That might be him. Let's get to the ad. That is a strong wang from the bass.
What the
Did he just... That stash, though. That is a fierce mustache. My man got the banana hammock. Yo. He likes to party.
It's actual size.
He should have kept the bottom shots. Dude, that lean, though. That's a lean of a partier. Hosting Horny Man, let me and my horny buds work you hard tool.
Whoa. He's got buds working on.
Whoa. Top man here. 7.5-inch hard uncut cock and 145. Oh, wait. Can't do that. 510 here, ready for action, party, and play. A hungry oral bottom ready to service your hard boner. Along with other kinky and horny bottom bud, your stats and pick may get our address here in Kempsville, Lay area. He left out a K. But that's for a 50-year-old, he looked 50. He looked like about 70. That chia hair looks like the Batman symbol on his chest. I hope not.
Them chicken legs.
Yo, them legs, though. That dude like he stayed. Oh, he's got good taste in art, though. Look at the background.
Damn.
That's solid taste in art. Solid taste. Dude, he skipped leg day a lot. But apparently he wears something brief related to the beach. But I'm like, if you're rocking the hammock, you should have the...
Hammock tan lines?
Yeah. Mm. Next picture. All right, let's look for... Oh, that's simple. Fun. M for M, Newport News, down at the bottom. All
right.
Oh, that looks like an old white lady because of the sweater.
This one looks like...
That's what I'm saying. It looks like someone's school teacher.
It looks like Bill Gates.
No, Bill, you got money. Spike is like, I might know him.
No, look at the picture of Buffalo Bill behind him.
Oh, shit. Only looking for NSA safe fun. I'm a bottom, very oral, and body contact. Please have good hygiene, clean, fresh shower, body a must. Insert picket into your message. Manscape a quadruple plus. Open to any race and age. Not a taxi, nor do I pay for anything on this site. Well, he keeps it real. But that is a very sad look. That's.
You think a distinguished man like that could spell out bottom in your.
Yeah. He looks very like he's seen some shit.
Yeah.
And that's family pictures behind him, dude.
Damn.
Bruh.
Putting the family on blast.
Bruh. I can't look at him. I look sad. Seems very sad. Outdoor cock to use. M for M, Virginia Beach, a little bit above it.
Bam!
Okay, Spike, I'm going to ask you a question. Let's deal with banding around the testicles. You don't know, but you look very frightened.
Maybe he's holding up a tent. It's just outside the
boat. We heard that from the audience. There might be camping, so you know that that might be the...
The tent pole?
The stakes for the
he tripped
ropes.
Over a large shoe.
He tripped over a large shoe. And got wrapped up in laces. Got it. I'm whoring out my partner. I have him tied to a chair outside on the porch and blindfolded. His cock is there for you to do whatever you like with it.
Not very much because apparently it's tied to his leg.
Let me know if you're interested in what you want to do with him and I will give you the address. Location is near Lynn Haven Mall. What kind of psycho shit is this? What kind? This is some scary shit. I'm like,
that's
I'm
why we don't go
this.
To Virginia Beach.
I want to report this. This is Jesus. That's to a lawn chair and blindfolded. He might not even be M for M. Bruh, I want to report this on Craigslist because that's some terrifying shit.
Mm.
My dick is bound against my will.
Hey. That's the next band on 96X. Dick bound against my will.
Yes. Yeah.
But
not.
But the erection has lasted longer than 4 hours.
Oh. Need a black top to come through. M for M, Newport News. That's in our area. What up?
Where's that at?
Above fun. right below outdoor cock to use. These are work combinations of words I never thought I'd say. That that's a bot.
Steven, is that you?
That's a sad butt.
He looks like he uses the
did he use oil? Did he try to oil it up before the photo and it just dried up?
His ass so dry.
I'm looking. It looks
mayonnaise.
mayonnaise on the counter. Got it. What is it? Enhance. Control command plus. Enhance. Enhance. Enhance.
Yeah. All right. Wen stuff.
What the fuck is that? It's called Wen from the audience. It's for when you got to ash your butt.
It's apparently like a conditioning shampoo, but that is the hair spray stuff.
Well, maybe he got a hairy ass and he want it conditioned.
I mean, you know, you don't want sharp, prickly pubes, you know.
No. Nobody wants that.
Nobody need that in their life.
Because maybe you're getting your salad tossed later.
Maybe. I mean, I'm recovering from surgery. I ain't going to have it for a long while. There might be a train wreck back there for all I know. Never the same.
He need to get an ass and bounce.
All right, I'm black, light skinned, in shape, all bottom, discreet, single, 26, 5'11. Looking for a top who is in shape, black, discreet, single on a 35. Hit me up with stats pick. Don't ask me for more picks. Oh, you got it like that? Your ass is flat. Sorry. That's not a juicy booty.
That ain't no juicy
Mimi. That's not juicy Mimi. And Junior wouldn't be pleased.
No, he would not. Juicy Mimi Junior, 2016.
Juicy Mimi Junior, 2016.
Copyright and print it.
All right. Back out a little bit. There we go. Okay. No, we're not even going to do.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't even see. Sweet. Is that our new one? T for M, 26 points.
The T for M's are always a disappointment, though.
Because sometimes it's used picks, but we'll go for it. That is a used picture. Lame.
I'm so scared of that second picture. Oh, my God.
Those some sad boobies.
Them areolas are darker than my soul.
Dude, those are legit Hershey kisses right there. Bruh. No. Mm-mm.
See? I told
you. Oh. My feet are just very pale. Thank you. The lighting was off. I wasn't on my A game. I was recovering from surgery. I'm glad he not mic'd up because he is roasting your boy right now. Whoa. That's a first. That's got to be fake. Fuck me. W4M, 29, Newport News.
Wait for it.
Oh, whoa. What? That's a vagina. First time ever, folks. Vagina on the big screen. I just want a casual, no strings hookup.
She looks like she's in a hospital bed.
Oh, that sheet is dirty. Look at bottom right. All right, anyway. I just want a casual, no-strings hookup with someone sexy. Any race, as long as you are normal and safe. Hi, on Craigslist, baby. I have to host, so be able to travel to me. If this is up, I'm still looking. Sweetie, no. If you have sweetie, a vagina, no. You can get whatever you want. You do not need to be on Craigslist.
She's got that butterface stuff.
Ass face may look like Juicy Mimi. Maybe Juicy Mimi finally got the surgery.
Maybe. Surgery looked good. Fine surgery. Saturday glory hole. M for M. 28 Norfolk. Huh.
Wow, that's some Photoshop.
Right? That's some fine use of Photoshop.
Somebody doesn't know how to crop.
He'll let you know that he working with something. That's about it. All right. Have a glory hole set up tonight for straight white male looking to get off. Miller Plus, if you need blow for hand for heading home, safe, discreet place will be available until late tonight. Open to sucking you off with porn playing. If you don't want the glory hole, let me know what you're looking for. Be white, 18 to 30, in shape, straight or bi. Send pics and stats. So you can't be gay?
What's the point of having a glory hole if you're asking for pics and stats?
Yeah.
Isn't the whole point?
Yeah.
And also, if you're setting up a glory hole, what the hell do I care what your dick look like?
Yeah. Dick's like, no, put the camera down.
Dick's trying to head to that white area.
Dick's like, hide my shame.
I want to be cut out too.
Oh, this nigga need to know how to crop though. Real talk. All right, which one? What was the next one? Jack off. Okay, that's gotta be Handies R Us. Woman for male, Norfolk. Damn. What? I'm a single girl all time, free, must be discreet, looking for a horny fun. I'm into watching porn, mutual jack off or head. Please email me. That's just gotta be, that means finger each other, finger while jacking off or 69 and but that no.
She gotta be cross-eyed as hell.
She gotta be missing part of her face because that hair looks like it's decent. Yes. Those some rocking boobage, yeah. And she don't look obese, but it could be the angle because those large chests usually looks kind of more fit for a bigger woman.
Yeah, that's true. You can't see the
other side.
Yeah, but she ain't jobbing a hut big either.
No, because she don't have a big multiple chin going, and that's a straight shot to the face right now. Yeah. Huh. This is wrong. She should be up here.
Yeah, but she does look like she got an arm might tear that shit off like a celery stalk. Throw shit in a tall grass. Nobody seen it again.
Shut up. The running bomber, what up? All right, next one. Baby, write that down. We might need to go help her out.
Fet life. You just gotta send her an email. Says, "Girl, you know about Fet Life. Let me show you the way.
I can show you the world, shining shimmering.
Can show you my dong."
Okay, I'm kind of. What does that mean?
Fetish lifestyle.
Oh, okay.
It's a social site for social media for.
Social media for antisocial people.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Looking down. Keep going. Oh. Got a quadruple shit. Oh, swingers. Vacation, September 6th or 10th.
A lot of swingers.
Male for woman. I see we, but there's one picture of a 40-year-old body.
That's because anyone looking for male for woman don't give a rat's ass what the male look like.
It's true. It's like, we will be visiting Virginia Beach September 6th or 10th. The wife, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Of course she is. You sure she's looking for it? Or did you tell her to look for it? The wife is looking for FF fun.
She only know this picture was posted.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, baby. By the way, we got these people that are real interested in hooking up with us.
Pay no attention to the Ashley Madison database.
Guys, I don't know why I got a camera set up in the corner.
No, wait. Listen, here's a dead giveaway. Guys can be there, but not involved, but possible same room sex with your own wife. I have had some experience. I am very excited for my next adventure with another woman. We are married. Both of us are 40. We are your average couple, not skinny, but not sloppy fat, and we are looking for someone similar. We are a down-to-earth couple who likes long walks on the beach and writing endless messages on Craigslist about how I just want to have sex in the same room as another couple. That's what I read. I'm saying. If you're not sloppy fat, you shouldn't be offended.
That's right. If you're sloppy and you know, I'll hold your hand.
Oh. Put your hand down.
I don't know what the hell that means. If you're too scared to voice verify.
Suck this low, male for male.
Are we ready?
Oh, we are prepared.
Strapped in.
Oh, damn! Not disappointed. Look at the shot on that motherfucker.
He stole the oil from that dude earlier.
straight curious male looking for.
There's a damn chest burster right there.
Wait. Straight.
That's
straight,
a xenomorph.
Straight curious male looking for now. Come suck this load. Slim panty boys with fat ass wanted. Pick is greatly appreciated. I don't suck dick, so don't ask. 5'10", 234, disease-free, CD, and T-girl, okay. Looking to do this on the regular, hosting only. So you just horny. That's what that shit is. Straight curious means I need to put my dick in something. It looks ashy at the tip, right? I thought somebody else, I wasn't going to say anything.
I mean, but look at the hands, though. I mean,
mushroom cap under moonlight, man.
Damn. When
it's so reflective. Like that white spot, man. If I was rendering this out on fucking paper, it would be just a white spot and then just darkness and then like faded gray at the tip.
That's a gradiated penis right there.
Dude, it's so, why is it like ribbed? The veining makes it straight up ribbed.
You know how when you're doing colors and, you know, like Photoshop or even MS Paint, and you have like that line of like, you know, dark brown to light brown? That's the entire gradation right there.
Yeah, true. And then gray.
Bam.
Right at the end.
Mm.
Oh, he got vitiligo dick.
Yeah, vitiligo.
That's actually not a shine. That's actually where it bleaches out.
Oh, wait. That looks exciting. Tops. Male for male. 19? Virginia Beach.
He's actually looking for playing cards.
If it's somebody we know.
Arrow with a circle in case you're wondering.
Go over to the next image. Cause I don't want you. That person. Whoa. That nigga got the home wrecker.
It looks like a fucking snake. You can see it's like,
it's touching his elbow. It's touching his goddamn elbow.
It's just like this.
Is it the same dude in the next picture though? Or is it just all collection of black dudes? Yeah, it's just a collection of black dudes. Go down and see what they're saying. This is what they're probably like, this is what I'm looking for. So tired of playing this game. I need a real talk to please me. Nigga, shut the fuck up. All right. No, this dude is 19 years old, posting pictures of the most well-hung black dudes saying, I'm so sick of playing games. You're 19. You're fucking 19. You're playing games already by posting, oh, these are pictures of what I want.
Well, he's in the wrong area.
Yep. You're not going to find it out here, apparently, from the audience.
Well, apparently the other guy is him. With a sweater on.
No, it looked like about 40. That's an honors graduate from magnet program right there. All right, what are we looking for? All right, we're going to do one more. One more. Make a count.
All right.
Campus fun. Seeing you.
Let's play together. White male looking for married couple.
No.
You got me? Like a fat mushroom head seeking FWB situation.
Bam!
Whoa! That's normal. That's normal, dude. I'm 28, located in Hampton, but willing to travel some. I'm of mixed ethnicity, black and white. That's normal, nigga. And 5'10". A lot of 5'10 dudes up here.
Yeah.
Now I'm a fairly skinny guy, 165 or so, but I've been told I'm big for a little guy, in quotes, and that I have a big cock head, so take that for what it's worth.
No, not so. So.
Oh, my bad. Open to all ethnicities and ages, so long as you're not 80 or anything crazy like that. I have a face pic to share, but would rather wait until I get serious inquiries to avoid drawing out all the bullshitters here. So if interested, please hit me up with at least a body shot so I know you're really, really interested. Bruh, let me tell you something. That wang is very curved. And this is, okay, women in the audience, you don't got to chime in, you know, over the mic. But isn't it kind of disappointing to be like, oh, man, it's a big tip, and then there's a skinny shaft behind it? I got a yes from both women in the audience. Guys out there, if you're like, I got that big head, girl, and I'm mean on my shoulders, they don't give a shit about that. Yeah, like if you're just doing the tip, yeah, I guess. But no man, no civilized man stops at just a tip.
No.
We don't. It starts out as just a tip.
All right. That's how you get your way in the door.
Exactly. You knock on the door, you know, get that 1 foot in, you throw the rest of your body behind it. All right, that's it for Dicks on Big Screen. You're like, no, I want this to go longer.
Oh, we got somebody with some emojis.
We got emojis, clap, yeah. Praise, brown squares, the fat booty, Mel from Mel, Hampton, Newport News. That's a fat booty. I could live without seeing out that. All right. That's what's up. What do you guys say for yourself there, young man? Beat this pussy up. That's not a pussy.
Today's Sesame Street is sponsored by the letter O.
For O-ring.
Cutie slim chocolate freak boy. Oh, no, excuse me, bois. Here with a nice bubble ass. 5'10". Why am I 5'10"? HIV, HIV, DDF, safe sex only. Since that's a pick or response or kick. Looking to chill with cool lowly nigga.
Not pink on the inside.
Let's so done with the audience right now. Looking to chill with cool lowly nigga. I hope you meant lovely.
No, he looking for lowly niggas.
Tree moo weird emoji dog face. HIV negative and disease free. UB2 must have a big dick or I won't reply. Okay. I'm into many things, so hit me up. We're going to wrap it up on this one. So, certainly must have a big dick. Ladies and gentlemen's other audience, what classifies a big dick?
Well, see, it's all relative.
No. That's what I'm trying to figure out. How relative is relative? To the left, no names. What is a big dick to you?
No pubes.
That's the classification. That's it. That is a low standard for a big dick. Not a good dick, a big dick.
That's why I'm with her. Low standards.
Now we know who that is. To the right. What's your idea? What's a big dick?
Length, width?
What length? Is it like, who child? That big.
Does it look like that PBR can that Dawes sold?
Longer than that? No. So something shorter than that is still long.
But the girth, though.
That girth's too big. We're not putting 16-ounce cans and 16-ounce penises in the jeans. But, no, okay, so lengthwise, we want to say, like, eh, this is long. What's long? What's long? That's long? Okay, we'll do some relative shit. Is this long?
Craigslist time.
Is this long right here? Length of the whole can. Length of a whole 16-ounce can is long. And how wide are we talking? We talking, like, trying to grab object. Aha! We got a woodchuck hard cider product plug. With the base of the neck be this, would this be? This would be normal, right? This would be normal, not too big. This is about normal, right? So we're gonna go about living. Oh, you got me. That's good. Okay, we want to say the a little bit bigger around than the base of a little bit bigger around than the base of a woodchuck bottle, and as long as a 16-ounce PBR can.
You're set.
That's a big. Satisfying yuck from the audience. And we're going to, on that note, thank you guys for listening to EC3Cast, the most classiest and professional podcast here in the area today.
In the world today,
if you understand that, Eddie. I am Dosh Trufin.
I am Wicked Child. Love life.
Love yourself.
Love Jello.
Love you bitches.